T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Yes. You ready for this?
Oh, I'm very ready.
I'm so excited. Okay, ready?
You ready?
3, 2, 1.
Now, here's a look at what's sunny across Central Florida on 105.9 Sunny FM. Here's your host, Michael Rafferty.
The Orlando Science Center has reopened, and joining us by phone to tell us all about it is Jeff Stanford. Jeff is the Vice President of Marketing for the Orlando Science Center. Jeff, thanks for being on Sunny Across Central Florida.
Well, thank you for having me.
All right, how long has it been since you've been closed now?
We had been closed since March 16th, so about 3 months.
Wow.
So we're very excited to be open now and welcoming people back to Orlando Science Center.
All right, let's get the particulars out of the way. You reopened on Monday. What are the hours and how are the protocols changed?
Things have changed a little bit. What hasn't changed is we are still dedicated to providing you with high-quality, engaging science fun and discovery. Our hours have changed slightly. We are open 10 to 5 Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. We are closed on Wednesdays to do some deep cleaning and staff training. And then on Sundays, we're going to be open from 12 to 5. So 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Most days except the closed Wednesday and 12 to 5 on Sunday.
Usually you can get tickets online or you could just walk up. Has any of that changed?
Yes, there has been some changes. We are currently operating at 25% capacity. We will expand to 50% capacity when we feel it's safe to do so. We saw, as other museums were opening, we kind of took a little bit longer because we're a very interactive organization. We have a lot of hands-on exhibits, got a lot of children's areas. So we wanted to make sure that we covered all the bases. So we are operating at a reduced capacity, and we're doing timed entry to kind of control the crowd. And so we're asking all guests to get their tickets online rather than come in the door. And so get your tickets online, and then you can register for a timed entry slot. That's going to help us control the crowd. We are asking all guests, before they can come to the science center, please wear a mask and have your temperature checked at the door. So those are three big things. And then once you're inside, we've done what we can to create a contactless payment system. So we've got Telplexi in place at our guest services area, doing credit card transactions where you can insert your card. Our team is wearing masks as well. We are observing social distancing within the building. And so we have reduced capacities within all our exhibit areas. And some of our exhibits are specific for like one party at a time. Some exhibits are, you know, kind of we're asking people to spend only a certain amount of time there so they can move on to the next experience and give other people opportunities to assist with these kind of changes. We have more staff on the floor right now, and so they'll be facilitating exhibit engagement and answering any questions and making sure everybody is observing proper social distancing. But the four floors of the Science Center are open with our exhibits, and those experiences where we felt that we couldn't encourage social distancing effectively, we have them offline right now. But we do have the theaters, both the Dr. Phillips Cinedome and the Digital Adventure Theater are open. They are operating at 50% capacity and with a limited number of screenings. So we still have movies available for people in addition to the exhibit experiences.
And do you have, just so parents know, do you have antibacterial stations or facilities for that?
Yes, thank you for bringing that up, Michael. Yes, we've got 30 additional hand sanitizer stations set up throughout the building. Plus, we've got signage encouraging people to wash their hands every hour for 20 seconds. And you know, health and safety was always a big priority for Orlando Science Center, but we've just kind of added an additional layer on top of that. So it is very visible, the hand sanitizer stations, that if you're looking for one, you're going to find one. They're very visible, they're very within reach, and then also hand washing available within the restrooms.
You talked about how some of the exhibits are going to change or have changed. Was there some things that were going to be opened this summer that are not going to be, that people might have been looking for?
Sure, and we're asking caregivers, when they speak with their children about coming to Orlando Science Center, that you talk about the full experience, that you're coming to the Science Center, that you're not coming to a specific exhibit area. But what we've done is we've kind of reduced the capacity in all the exhibit areas. So most exhibits are probably 40 to 50 people at a time. You see a lot of specific changes in the Kidstown area, which is very popular, that has the Orange Grove and the Drip Drop Splash area and the Explored area. In those areas, Kidstown itself has got a smaller total capacity, and we're encouraging people to spend about 10 minutes in each exhibit within the Kidstown area. And there's six zones within Kidstown, so that roughly turns into like an hour experience within Kidstown, and then asking people to go and explore the other areas within the Science Center. There are some areas like the Climber within Kidstown. It's a giant kind of maze that kids can climb around on. That was really going to be difficult for us to enforce social distancing within. So the climb time climber is offline for right now. We also have a large dig pit in the Dino Digs area. It's called Jurassic Ridge, and it was basically a large area where people could climb in and dig for fossils, and that was another one where social distancing was going to be challenging. And also the substrate, the material within the dig pit that covers all the fossils, we're still trying to find out how we effectively clean that much of that substance. So that is offline for right now. Some other areas, the flight lab area, which was a virtual reality flight simulator where you were wearing Oculus Rift headsets. We're taking that offline for right now. We didn't think people wanted to be wearing headsets on their face, plus wanted to make sure that we could adequately clean those before we do something like that. So those are the major areas, but for the most part, the signature areas within Orlando Science Center, NatureWorks, Kidstown, Dino Digs, Our Planet, there's the many activities available. And again, with the two theaters, the 3D theater, we're only showing 2D films right now because, again, the issues with having glasses and cleaning those. And the Digital Adventure Theater will be playing 2D films, and then the Dr. Phillips Cinedome will be playing the giant screen films.
We're talking about the kids, you know, and of course we're getting into summer now, and the Science Center is really big into summer camps and summer programs. How have those been affected?
I'm glad you brought that up, Michael, because, you know, Orlando Science Center summer camps have been something that we are well known for. We've been hosting summer camps for easily over 40 years at Orlando Science Center. You know, Orlando Science Center has been part of our community since 1955, and so generations have grown up going to the summer camps. I myself went to the Science Center summer camps as a child, and my own son now is in summer camp here at Orlando Science Center. So we wanted to make sure that we could continue to provide summer camp, and not just for the kids, but for caregivers as well. As Orlando begins to open back up, people need to get back to work, get back to the office, and aren't going to be available to be home with their kids. And so we were getting calls from caregivers wanting to make sure that there was some quality child care options available for them. So it was important for us to figure out how to get summer camp ready. And I am so proud that we actually opened summer camp before we opened the Science Center. So summer camp started on June 1st for pre-K up through ninth grade. And we had a health and safety plan developed for camp as well. And that included all the kids were wearing masks, all the staff were wearing masks, and washing every hour for 20 seconds. We actually reduced the camp sizes, so all camp sizes had a max of 10 kids in them instead of the usual 18 or 20 kids in each camp. We increased the amount of time they had outdoors and less time in hands-on exhibit areas. And we're getting some really good response from campers and caregivers. The caregivers appreciate the added attention that we're paying to provide a really quality experience while observing health and safety guidelines. Our summer camp program is accredited through the American Camp Association, which is a national body that reviews camps and rates them for quality, safety, content, educational value. And so we worked with ACA, who also then worked with CDC, to help us develop our health and safety plan. And so parents really were happy with what we had provided. And we're getting great feedback from the kids. The kids are enjoying the smaller camp sizes. They're getting more individual attention. They're getting to do more things. So it's been a good experience. And camp is still going on, and camp will continue to go on through the summer up until school starts. The other thing we did with camp, Michael, is we did understand that there are some families that just couldn't get to the Science Center but wanted a summer camp option. So we created a virtual summer camp that is also available. And so we've had, in addition to families who have registered for on-site summer camp, we have had some families register for virtual summer camp, and that happens every week as well, a different topic every week, and that's facilitated in multiple Zoom sessions with our educators. So the same people who developed our on-site camps, who facilitate our on-site camps, are also facilitating virtual camps. And information on both on-site and virtual camps is available on our website, which is osc.org.
All right, we've talked about the kids. Now, I know you have a lot of offers for adults. Has any of that changed, like the science of wine? Is that still happening?
Thank you for bringing that up, Michael, because this is a very interesting time, because we're looking at how do we put events together when now is not really a time when 1,000, 2,000 people want to be together in a confined space. And that's typically the size of the events that we've been able to draw. And we've gotten very well known for the type of events we do with the Science Night Live, adult events, and the Science of Wine, food and wine event. And these are very important events to us. But at this time, you know, we had to take a look at what is the best option for everybody. So we did postpone the Science of Wine event, and we don't have a date yet for that one. But what we did instead is we went virtual on that as well, and we created an opportunity called the Stellar Wine Cellar that you can access through osc.org. And in return for a donation to the Science Center of $125, you get sent straight to your door a thank you package, which includes a bottle of wine, two wine glasses, about a dozen special offers for area restaurants, and then an exclusive link to a private website that once you access, you can have your own virtual wine party. So basically, it's got videos that were done by a lot of our great partners, folks at Cooper's Hawk, at Swine & Sons, and they've come in with how do you, cooking with wine and wine tasting and different opportunities there. We also had some information on stargazing. So you can drink some wine and then go out and check out the stars. We've got a really fun wine trivia game that's included on that. So when you make that donation, you get access to the Stellar Wine Cellar. You can do a Zoom happy hour with your friends or just with you and your significant other. Enjoy a good bottle of wine and check out these cool resources to make for a fun night while supporting a good cause. And other events we are looking at as we move forward, how the best way to do it, to again provide a quality experience while keeping health and safety at the forefront.
So the Science Center has reopened. It reopened on June 15th. And I think the best thing you can probably do is keep checking back at the website, because everything keeps changing. It's osc.org. That's osc.org. Great website. You can just cruise through there and find out exactly, not only exactly what's going on, but exactly what you have to do, the protocols to have a safe experience. Right, Jeff?
Absolutely. Yeah. All kinds of great information. In addition to information on what you can do to experience the Science Center, in person is what you can do to experience the Science Center at home virtually. We've got a page on the site called OSC at Home, which has a lot of videos, experiments, blogs, resources that allow you to have some really engaging science experiments in your own home or to be able to share with your loved ones. And so that was something that we developed when we closed to the public on March 16th that we've kept going. There's an opportunity to sign up for a weekly newsletter where we send you new experiments and new activities every week. So yeah, in addition to coming down to Orlando Science Center, you can experience some cool science fun at home through the OSC at Home, and all that's accessible on the OSC.org.
All right, so the Orlando Science Center is back. It is reopened. You have to get your tickets online. Check it out at OSC.org. That's OSC.org. Well, Jeff Stanford, thank you so much for being on Sunny Across Central Florida.
Thank you, Michael. I appreciate it.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.